Hat Amalgamacy owns Lotus Deli, a small business in Queens, New York. His store sells sandwiches, coffee, beer, cigarettes, and other products. Amalgamacy, an Egyptian American, is known as Timmy to his customers. But to people thousands of kilometers east of New York, he is considered someone knowledgeable about United States foreign policy and the Middle East. He has spoken about those and other subjects on Egyptian television. Amalgamacy worked as an English teacher in Egypt before moving to the U.S. nearly 20 years ago. He attended Teaching English as a Second Language classes at St. John's University in New York. He started working at an eatery to pay for his studies, food, and housing. Eventually, he got married and bought his own store. Over the years, Amalgamacy had written opinion pieces, but Egyptian broadcasters generally ignored his commentaries. That changed last year. Many experts thought Hillary Clinton would become the next U.S. president, but Amalgamacy predicted that Donald Trump would win the presidential election. Nile TV, an Egyptian television station, heard about the prediction and spoke with Amalgamacy. After the interview, other broadcasters and news agencies began to contact him. In September, the New York Times newspaper published a story on Amalgamacy. It provided details of his day job to the whole world. Some internet discussion boards described his experience as an example of the American dream, the idea that hard work leads to good things. But news operations and social media forums across the Middle East were critical of Amalgamacy. They questioned his credibility. In the month since the Times story, Egyptian TV stations that used his commentary the most, CBC Extra News, OnTV Live, and Nile News, stopped calling. "Oh, the political analyst, Mr. Amalgamacy, is just a sandwich guy. He's a pancake guy. He's this and this, nothing else," Amalgamacy said. "As if owning a small business is something I should be ashamed of. I have nothing to regret." When he's not working at his store or discussing politics, Amalgamacy spends hours working on his poetry and short stories. He recently published a book in English. Amalgamacy says one of his favorite books is Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist.
It teaches you, like, if you have a dream, don't give up on it. You need to pursue that dream.
Amalgamacy still follows White House and Department of State briefings on foreign policy. "Politics is like a running river," he said. "Nothing stops." Whether more opportunities arise or not, Amalgamacy says he has already found success as a small business owner in one of the greatest cities on Earth. I'm John Russell.